We speak of the head coach of the Stars, the great Jim Montgomery. Good afternoon, Coach.
Clearly, I'm speaking with the best sports talk radio host ever. Like, you guys are elite journalists in my mind.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
What a smoke fest.
Smoking well, barbecue here in Texas right now.
Did you what's it like when you have a lead like that early? I know it's a lot less stressful, but for the head coach, how difficult is it to keep, like, grinding, you know? I mean, because you got to keep grinding. You don't want to be the team that gives up a four spot after you scored four early.
You just can't allow your mind to go where your thoughts just did, because it's important you don't. And it is important that you stay in the moment and you keep focusing on our process. And, the second period, we did a really good job of skating and checking. And then once we got that fifth goal, the air came out of the whole intensity of the game. Nashville was pushing and pushing. Once that fifth goal went in, it was like the game lost its intensity, which in the third period, it wasn't the same kind of game. It was pace and physicality as the first two.
Still, though, I got to think you would trade – getting four goals early in the early part of the game for I'd trade the end of it for that any day of the week.
The first period was incredible. Like, just behind the bench, watching our players play at such a high level, and everybody, and then also the atmosphere and the electricity in the crowd, it just kept louder and louder, and it was a great party at the AAC last night.
Boy, it was. It was unbelievable. Talk about little changes that were made, why they were made, why they worked. It almost seems like that when you tinker a little bit and they do work, you look like a genius. But at the same time, maybe just the law of averages caught up and you got a couple of good breaks and the keeper wasn't completely standing on his head the whole time, that everything just kind of worked out.
Yeah, but things did really work out, the line changes, well, they were kind of easy, with the way our big three finished the third period of game three. I spoke to them in the morning and I said, I want to start you guys against your best line. And I want to know if you guys can carry that intensity right from the start of the game. And they were excited and they wanted it. They wanted the ball. And then the other lines, like Zuccarello with Hintz and Dickinson, is fast and skilled, and that's a really good second line. And then, Faxe's line, I thought they had their best game. They're always good, but they were physical and creating scoring chances and in people's faces. And then, you got Jason Spezza is skating and making plays and winning faceoffs for us. Power play was awesome. The defensemen really good, and Ben Bishop was all world again. So we just executed with great effort at a high level. And, sometimes you can tinker with things, but when your team's playing that well, the law of averages are you're going to win some hockey games.
I think a lot of people they found it quite refreshing to hear you talk about the fact and the team talk about that this was not a dictatorship when it came to making changes, that – this is kind of the maybe not the new style, but it's your style where it's get everybody in a room and say, guys, what do you think will work tonight?
Yeah, what I love is how much we've grown like that as a group, is that players now feel like they have no problems coming and recommending. Like even after game two, Klinger came to me and goes, I think we should go to a one-man drop on the power play. And then we looked at it and we discussed it, and we discussed it some more. And what you really like is they give us feedback and we listen to it all. And then as a staff, we make a final decision. The players go out and they believe in whatever the final plan is.
Did you, when you give players, that type of ownership of the thing, is that something that you talk to them about like early in the year when you first got here? and told them that you wanted it to be that way, or is it something that just kind of grew throughout the year?
It's something you tell them. I believe I tell them right from the start, but you have to go through it together to believe. A lot of coaches say they're going to listen, but a lot of players will tell you, a lot of coaches don't. And when you go through adversity the first couple of times together, it's hard for players to go because they think the coach might be mad at them. So as you get to know each other and you get to know each other's personalities, you know when to talk to each other and the best way to approach things. And then they see that actually we do want to work this way. And then the players, they get excited. But they always know. I always put that carrot at the end. I'm going to listen to everything. Well, I'm going to make the final decision.
How many times this year have you really lost your S with the guys?
I don't know. Probably somewhere between 5 and 10. And it's been more in practice than it has been, you know, in games. In games, it's probably been 3 periods this year where, you know, I've been very discouraged with our lack of effort. Mm-hmm.
We talked the other day about Miro, and you know he gets all the love as far as being a young kid that's just doing amazing things. But you know, Roope Hintz he's only 22 years old. He's not much older than Heiskanen is, and man, he is bringing it big time. And you talk about a guy that just seizing the moment and showing that he belongs and can control a game. It's pretty nice stuff.
Well, I mean, you can see fear in their defenseman's eyes. Every time he gets on the ice, even off a faceoff, you're looking at him, and you can see whatever side of the ice he's on, they're backing up because they're like, there's no way I'm going to let him beat me to our net. But when they back up like that, that gives him the ability to cut in front of them and beat them through the middle of the ice. And he's just a big horse, you know. He's got incredible speed and power, and right now his confidence is sky high, and it's been like that for 6 weeks to 2 months.
Has the presence of Zuccarello had any impact on his game, or do you see him doing pretty much what he's done all year and playing the way he's played all year?
Yeah, I don't think Zuccarello has impacted him. Where Zuccarello's impacted us is everybody. Everybody sees the way he moves the puck. We move the puck better as a team when he's in the lineup because he just lets the puck do the work. A lot of talent. The players are so talented these days, but one thing that with all the skill work they do is they love to look good and they love to hang on the pucks. And he's a player that just lets the puck do the work. He moves it by people, then he gets open. He's a give-and-go player, like a, you know, like Magic Johnson was as a basketball player compared to the guy in Houston that hangs on to the ball all the time. He's a great talent.
Harden, but yeah, just James Harden.
Harden, yeah, it's just different styles, right? But the give-and-goal hockey is harder to defend. I mean, McDavid, as talented as he is hard for him, and he's a great talent. He gives and goes, and he can do all the great moves in the world. He's an incredible hockey player. But when he gives and goes, it makes it harder. When he gets it back, you have no chance of catching him.
You mentioned Ben, and he certainly was back on the beam last night. Did he make any changes, or was this just a matter of him putting the last game behind him and doing what he normally does?
Yeah, he just had to put the last game behind him and do what he does, and that's what he does. He was phenomenal for us. We are so lucky with our goalie situation. We have what I see right now is the best goalie in the world, and our 1A is one of the top five in the world. So we're really lucky.
Is he chomping at the bit to get in there?
You know what? He's a fantastic. He's ready to go. He's always ready. And he's just an incredible teammate, supportive of everyone when he's not playing.
One more for you, Monty, and that is when you walked in after the game and you were high-fiving some people and suddenly you look up and there's Dak Prescott and Zeke Elliott. How cool was that, and how cool was it for those guys to stick around there and, you know, walk into the locker room and give everybody high fives after the game?
You know, it was really cool to see those guys feeling the energy and adding to everything we're doing. They were right caught in the moment. That was real neat. And for them to stick around and want to say hello to us and want to hang out, I mean, can't say enough about what classy people they are.
Well, go have yourself some nice barbecue or something today.
Yeah.
Get ready for the next game, okay?
Thanks, gents.
All right.
Good luck, man.
There he is. There is Monty. Our weekly visit with the head coach of the Dallas Stars, who are back in this thing, Corby.
Yes, sir.